WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The FBI now searching another of President Biden's home in Delaware, this one in Rehoboth Beach, as part of the investigation into handling of classified material. The president's personal lawyer calls it a planned search. The Fed is set to raise interest rates again today. A 0.25% hike is expected. The funeral for Tyree Nichols in Memphis is today, pushed to this afternoon due to bad weather and travel delays. Still, the investigation into his police beating death is ongoing.
Many activists, including Reverend Al Sharpton, other activists as well, and Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to attend, as well as the families of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, who were killed by police. Their families are expected to attend the funeral, which has just been pushed back to 2 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock local, because of the weather here in Memphis.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. This is ABC News. At the White House today, President Biden meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on raising the debt limit.
The two sides are already trading barbs, but the president says that McCarthy is beholden to off-the-wall commitments he made to the far right. McCarthy says the president is playing politics, so this is going to be quite a meeting, but I would not expect much progress here today.
ABC's Mary Bruce in Washington. The former head of bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX is now barred from getting in contact with any of his former workers.
The judge modified the terms of Sam Bankman-Fried's release on bond to prohibit him from contacting former employees of the crypto exchange he founded, FTX, unless he's in the presence of his attorneys. The judge also blocked him from using Signal and other encrypted messaging apps. Federal prosecutors had said these limitations were necessary because Bankman-Fried had reached out to, among others, the general counsel of FTX. The defense characterized the outreach as innocuous, but to prosecutors it seemed designed to influence potential witness testimony in his criminal case. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Jennifer Durrow's first radio ads are on the air, touting her stewardship of the Waukesha Christmas Parade trial. No word on how much she's spending. Janet Protasiewicz launched a $700,000 TV ad campaign last week, and a group called Fair Courts America is spending $240,000 on radio ads urging support for Dan Kelly. The Wisconsin Supreme Court primary is the 21st. A man from Northwest Wisconsin gets 30 years in prison for beating another man to death with a hammer last year. It happened last March in Osceola. Firefighters found the victim's body in a burning mobile home. A Polk County judge handed down the sentence this week. In sports, Marquette beat Villanova last night 64-73. The Bucks host the Clippers tonight, and the Badgers are at Ohio State. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Do your priorities for the country match the president's? Listen live as Joe Biden lays out his plans during the State of the Union address February 7th, starting at 8 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station. Then stay with us as News Director Terry Bell and guests break down and share reaction to the policies the president presents. You can join the conversation too. The State of the Union address live with coverage from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday, February 7th on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Can you feel the warmth?
Yeah, I can feel the warmth.
I mean, really, man. It is nicer, right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day outside. A nice walk here this morning.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, the sun is shining.
Yeah.
And even though there's not a whole lot of warmth from the sun, just the sun shining, right?
Exactly.
You know, I don't know, man, what it's about 15 degrees or 16 degrees. And if we hadn't had the real cold spell that we had the last several days, you would say 15, 16 degrees is cold.
Mm. Oh, no.
I know. But coming after, you know, those really cold days, man, it's amazing how warm 15, 16 degrees.
I mean, today is going to be no different. The low today apparently is going to be negative 10. That's what I saw this morning.
Well, it's going to get colder.
It's going to get colder.
That's right, because tomorrow the high is only going to be 11 or something like that. It's going to be cold on tomorrow. But then...
Yep, 5 degrees.
5 degrees.
Yeah, high in Waukesha.
But then it's going to spring back, and we're going to get all the way up to the 40s.
Yep.
Over the weekend, man. So, I mean, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Man, 40 degrees for a couple days, you know. And the beauty of that is... we're going to lose a lot of the snow cover.
Yep.
And that's what we want, right? Well, you don't want to have a whole lot of snow cover going into March.
Yeah.
And April. You know, because as the temperature warms up, if you got a lot of snow cover in those, you know, March and April, it keeps the warmth of March and April down. Because that cold snow, cold air comes from that, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's not snow, then it's ice.
Let's just hope that it's not going to be a repeat of last year where it was snowing in June.
Oh, man.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen.
Did that
happen? All this just stays here at this time of year, like how it's supposed to be.
Well, you know, we had record-breaking warmth last year. People forget. We had more days in the 90s than we almost had at any other time in the history of our state. And I assume we forget, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess just really, really, really impactful weather events tend to stick in your mind versus the constant days of 90-degree weather.
I know. I remember complaining about the 90s. You know, and I think we got to 100 one day last year.
Yeah.
But, you know, complaining about the 90s. And you almost, and you, and if you go into what today, you feel like a fool, right? Man, too hot, too hot.
I mean, you just feel like a fool. Like, I mean, all of us feel like a fool trying to predict the weather. Even weathermen get it wrong half the time.
No, man, and they got, you know, they can, that pretty good technology has gone a long way. I mean, listen, with all the technology that we have today, dealing with weather. Did you see the groundhog? Did he see his shadow?
I didn't see the groundhog.
I mean, come on, man. You know, I mean, come on. I know it's tradition.
Is that true, or is that just like folk tales?
Do you really think a groundhog seeing his shadow can?
I know. Predict weather? I don't. That's why I was asking the question.
There's some people who believe that. You know, so they dragged the groundhog out, poor guy, and. And whether or not is it that when he sees his shadow, it's more six more weeks, or if he doesn't see his shadow, it means less than six. I don't know. You know, I've never understood it. People get up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever town, whatever country that's in.
Yeah. So if the groundhog sees it, then there are six more weeks.
Okay.
But if of winter, if not, then spring.
Is early.
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Did he see it?
I
don't know, man.
These headlines just say, oh, watch him make the prediction. They don't say what it was.
Oh, they didn't say whether or not he saw it. But anyway, even if it's six more weeks, we can endure, right? I mean, 6 weeks, that's nothing. You just take it. No. One day at a time. One day at a time. And we too shall get through this. You know, and I found out, man, when I used to be like your age, I used to just, man, I can't wait till the warm weather. And I can't wait until the weekend. I would say this to the older guys who... that's now me. I'm the older guy. But I was your age telling them it's working, it's Friday. Man, I can't wait, you know, for Friday to come, man, so I can get out and party, have a good time. It's the summer. And I'm like, man, I can't wait, man. We got to hurry up and get through this. And the old guy who is now me said, son, don't you ever rush time. I didn't understand what he meant then. Don't you ever rush time. But I understand what he means now.
Yeah.
Time is coming. And
yeah, appreciate
and
the moment.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. But, you know, when it's winter like this, I want to rush time. no. You know, there's some people who, again, it's a place, man. I forgot the name of this place in Wisconsin where the ice caves are. They got ice caves, and they've got a winter festival that they've been waiting on. And
yeah, the Paso Islands?
The Paso Islands. I really want to go there, man.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, because, and I'm sure there's people in this audience, 844-967-2789, who've been to the Paso Islands, and they've been through those caves that they've been able to create. It just hadn't been cold enough for them to do it. So, you know, their winter festival had been postponed until now. And I've seen some pictures of the caves that they make, and people come from all over the place to see those. And at some point in time before I leave here, I'm going to get up there and see that, right? I mean, you see the pictures of them.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, the fact that they can do that and create that is amazing. The thing is, you know, you really need cold, cold weather in order to do that, and the weather's been inordinately warm, so they weren't able to do it. They pushed it off, and at least they're kicking it off this weekend. Mm. But, man, listen, I want to get right at it. For me, the most important part of me having an opportunity to do this show is to bring information to the listening audience that's really relevant, really important, and should make us all give pause to what's going on in our country and why. And whether it's Democrat or Republican, we've got to wake up in this country and understand what is happening to us. And you're not going to get the information almost anywhere else except for civic media. And I know that I intentionally look for stories that you don't hear, you know, on television or many other places, because these things that I talk about, all of us should be outraged and bring pressure on our elected officials, because after all, what they're doing is taking advantage of you and I and our families. And the fact that these things can continue to happen again and again and again in our country is what is so outlandish. Now, Connie, you've heard of Pfizer, right? Pfizer, the people who made the vaccine,
yeah,
and all those definitely. Things. They made $100 billion profit last year. You know, they created the COVID vaccines. They didn't do it alone. Our tax dollars went to them for the research to create the vaccines. Your and my tax dollars are what Pfizer used to help create the vaccines. Now, they brought in a record $100 billion in 2022. And $31.4 billion in profit. The fact that they were able to do all those things in the face of people dying of COVID and all those things really is kind of sickening. You know, they wouldn't have been able to produce those vaccines if it wasn't for the government money. They didn't use their money. They used the government's money, which means your and my money, to create those vaccines. And one of the reasons why the vaccines were free is because, again, it was your and my dollars that went into them creating it, and they still wound up making a $31 billion profit. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to delve a little bit deeper. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin. You're going to see a lot of Michaels trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michaels Corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Enjoy a valued career. Take your maintenance experience to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo has rare openings and invites you to its job fair Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 p.m. at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Information at PepsiCoJobs.com.
Here's your updated forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at 11 p.m. tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Chance of flurries today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. High of 20, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 7 below. High of 5 above tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 18.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. People-funded vaccine should be cheap and freely available. Not if you're Pfizer and Moderna and all those others at a time when so many people were dying. They were amassing these record profits and jacking up the prices of the vaccines, which were created by the government dollars, tax dollars, your and my tax dollars, helped this company walk away with a $31.4 billion in profit. In 1 year alone, Pfizer's revenue has exceeded the total health expenditures of more than 100 countries combined. I'm going to repeat that. In 1 year alone, Pfizer's revenue has exceeded the total health expenditures of more than 100 countries combined. Julia Kosege, policy co-led for the People's Vaccine Alliance, said in a statement, if it were a country, Pfizer would sit in the wealthiest third of nation states, and it has amassed this fortune while jacking up prices on COVID-19 vaccines amid a pandemic that has devastated people's livelihoods. Put simply, Pfizer has plundered the health systems for profit. Now, they're getting ready to end the pandemic. Joe Biden and the President of the United States is about to end the pandemic. Why does that matter? Because no longer will you be able to get free vaccinations for COVID. No longer will you be able to get free testing kits for COVID, because the government is ending the pandemic. All of those things happened during the pandemic. So what happens then? So vaccines that were $26 for COVID from both Moderna, Pfizer, and whoever else produces them are going to jump to $130 a piece. Wait a minute. That doesn't mean that COVID is completely gone. It just means that the government's financial support for the American people in addressing the pandemic and trying to keep these things under control is going to end. And now the free market is free to gouge you and I. The free market. Yeah, right. Excuse me. The free market. So that free market allows them to take the price from $25, $26, where they made a $31 billion profit, to now $125 to $130 per shot, per vaccine. You know, you may think that's not a big deal. I think it absolutely is. Well, you may say, well, we need to let the corporations make money. They just made $31 billion charging $26 a vaccination. So now they say, well, no longer can the government put shackles on us. The free market now is free to devastate you and I. Now, President Biden has said, well, I think this is wrong. This is not right. And we shouldn't allow this. Hey, President Biden, you're the president. I mean, I know you can't unilaterally stop these things because there's Congress and the Senate that make it possible for these companies to do what they're doing. You can speak out against it, and bravissimo for you speaking out against it. But the pressure has to come from those of us in the listening audience to let these people know, hey, man, don't you have any compassion whatsoever? I mean, don't you? I mean, what about the people? Don't they matter? You know, to hell with the corporation. We all know what that's about. But again, as I stated, if you and I don't, you know, shake the tree, if we don't shake the tree, if we don't make this happen, then who will? And listen, we're just now talking about, you know, the COVID vaccines. What about all the other things that people are faced with? All the other medications, all the other maladies. It's the reason why cancer is not, it continues to run rampant over our nation. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We're going to talk a little bit more about this because there's some other things that we need to be made aware of. Join me on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The FBI now searching another of President Biden's home in Delaware, this one in Rehoboth Beach, as part of the investigation into handling of classified material. The president's personal lawyer calls it a planned search. The Fed is set to raise interest rates again today. A 0.25% hike is expected. The funeral for Tyree Nichols in Memphis is today pushed to this afternoon due to bad weather and travel delays. Still, the investigation into his police beating death is ongoing.
Many activists, including Reverend Al Sharpton, other activists as well, and Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to attend, as well as the families of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, who were killed by police. Their families are expected to attend the funeral, which has just been pushed back to 2 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock local, because of the weather here in Memphis.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. This is ABC News.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. There are new vaccination rules in Wisconsin for schools and daycare centers. Starting this month, students have to get a meningitis shot in seventh grade, a booster by their senior year of high school. The Department of Health Services is also moving the whooping cough shot from sixth grade to age 11. Daycare centers now need proof from a doctor about kids' chickenpox history. The chickenpox vaccine is highly recommended but not required. November's race for governor was the most expensive in Wisconsin history. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says total spending was $164 million. Public documents show Governor Evers' re-election campaign spent $42 million and challenger Tim Michels spent $28 million. The rest of it came from outside groups. In sports, Marquette beat Villanova last night. The Bucks host the Clippers tonight, and the Badgers are at Ohio State. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has 3 openings for
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Does it bother you that Pfizer recorded a record-shattering $100 billion in revenue during last year and the COVID epidemic where many people died, and yet in the face of those things, these people walked away with all of this money, and now are going to raise the prices from $26 per vaccine to now over $130. I mean, if you, the American people, don't think that's an issue, then we deserve what we get. You know, we have to fight back. And we have to send a message. It's not right. So, at the same time, globally, more than 2,600 people are dying from COVID-19 each day on average. According to our World End data, just over 26% of people in low-income nations have received at least one coronavirus vaccine dose, as Pfizer and other pharmaceutical giants refuse to make their vaccine technology available to all, even though it was developed with the help of government funding and scientific advances. I don't know about you, but that makes me angry. You know, again, they wouldn't be making this kind of money if it wasn't for our tax dollars. Let's go to my friend David from Mequon. Hey, Dave, what's going on, man? What are your thoughts?
I agree with you. I bet you're shocked.
Yes.
I bet you're shocked.
I am.
Well, start connecting the dots, my friend. So if you look, and you can look this up, you know, Bill Gates was a big proponent of everybody getting the jab. Everybody. Guess who invested into the so-called vaccine? He did. He said he made more money on that than most ventures in his entire life. And the reason being, because if you look, and people have to pay attention to this, big government, big corporations go hand in hand. Okay? And we know that lobbyists, we have all sorts of stuff that goes on.
Hey, Dave, that includes that includes the oil barons too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
So go ahead.
Matter of fact, the oil barons are the ones who are getting the taxpayer money to do all the solar and wind projects.
Yeah.
That's not, they're literally spinoffs. So taxpayers are getting it both ways. So we're moving to this green energy, but we're literally going to spend trillions of dollars to switch it over from fossil fuels.
I know.
To
and I'm sorry, man. I took you there.
Yeah.
But back to what is happening.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what happened. So you're absolutely correct. The government said, okay, we're going to buy all these vaccines from you. We're going to spend all this taxpayer money, slosh around, and you're going to make some very individuals, a few individuals, very, very wealthy. And consequently, you know, because of that, because the government was the biggest buyer, that is why they became super wealthy. That's why they were pushing the vaccines. You have to get the vaccines because there's a lot of money involved. Track the money. And that's what I've been saying for a long time. And keep in mind, the government also, and Connor can look this up very easily on his own, that you talk about liability issues, they have a shield. All the pharmaceutical companies have a shield where you cannot sue them if something bad happens to you. If there's death, if there's complications, heart inflammation,
Dave, it's not just the pharmaceutical companies. If you know, look down the list in this country.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm just using that as another point to your overall, what you're talking about, being angry with what's going on here. So
They made record profits selling the vaccine to the government at $26 a piece. And now they're going to jack the prices up to the private sector to $130 per vaccine.
And I'll tell you the reason why, because they know that not many people are going to get the vaccine because there's no mandatory issue now to get the vaccine. So to make up for it, they calculate how much money do we need to make off each person to make up for the loss of the, you don't have the government supporting us. So that's the number of how they come up with that, if that makes sense. In other words, a lot of people are not going to be getting the vax, so the ones who are going to be probably middle class and upper class.
So,
Dave, $130 to save your life, you know, big deal.
Why on this show I like bringing up these real issues and not, you know, the crap that you get other places. Because the American people need to understand what is happening in their names. Democrat or Republican, they need to understand what's happening in their names. Hold on a second, my friend. Let's go to Tom from LA. Sure. Tom, you say what?
Ultimately, are the government, and that's all of us. That's Republicans and Democrats and anybody in between. We are all the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Dave, I'm glad. This is what we should be joining together on. And we should be waking the American people up to the fact of what Earl's talking about, because of the fact that cases like Citizens United, which made unlimited money come into campaigns and make lobbyists even richer. I mean, let's go back to the days of Smugly Butler, where he said there will be no profit made on war. There will be no profit made on these different things, because that's part of your American duty. I would ask that Dave join with me, and let's not talk about all the other craziness stuff that the right, and maybe even the Democrats, say to get us all in a tizzy. Let's focus on this one issue about money and politics, and let's focus on this one issue, because this is part of the reason why people didn't trust the vaccine. I get it. The vaccine, I believe, did save lives, but at $26 a pop, that still came out of our pocket, even though, because we the people are the government, we are the ones that pay the taxes. So why don't we join together? Wake up, yes, I'm using the word wake up in the proper term that it's used as, but wake up the American people and everybody that you meet and talk to them about money and politics. Talk to them about what it is that's actually going on here. Dave, there's enough money for you and other people to be millionaires and whatever it might be, but there's only 400 families in this United States that actually make more money than 80% of the American people. That is wrong.
Tom, hang on. Dave?
The sentiment where Tom is at, I never disagreed with him getting the money out of politics at all. I mean, both him and myself, I think, are definitely on the same page with that, and there's really not much difference at all. So I would totally support Tom in saying, hey, let's get the money out, because at the end of the day, you just had the guy that's Mitchell that's running for Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin. He's not going to win because it's money. He doesn't have enough money to get him over the finish line. That's the bottom line.
And if you listen to him, he's an independent guy, independent thinker, who's the kind of person we need.
He seems, from what I've heard on the radio, he's been much more of a surprise to me than what I've been hearing. So that's why I always try to see both sides of the coin. Because the reason why being because you really do have to realize that we aren't as different as we think. We picture that we're this way over here, way over there. But at the end of the day, a lot of people are disgusted with what we see going on with the money in politics. I think the percentage would be probably like 80%, probably. And so I do see that's where, when people feel like the government is not working for them, well, this is one of the reasons why. And you see that.
Hang on, Dave. Tom?
The This is what you and I need to come together. And when you talk about coming together left and right, this is where we need to come together, because this is the whole game.
So the billionaire
class pay to have all of these other issues, you know, these social issues thrown in so it divides us, when actually we're on the same page about this. And that's what I would ask, that you and me both stay focused on, and we stay focused even in our private lives to tell people to tune into the Earl Ingram Show, because these are the things that Earl talks about. But Dave, you also have got to agree with me in some ways that this was started by a conservative Supreme Court, whether it was back in the 80s or the 70s with Buckley versus Vallejo, or First National Bank versus Bilotti, and now put on steroids with Citizens United.
So these
are Supreme Court cases that we got to get money out of politics.
So let me also interject that Exxon made $55 billion, far exceeding what they've made at any other time in their history. Last year, when the gas prices were $5 a gallon and people were struggling, and President Biden was blamed, for those, tremendous gas prices. And Exxon jacked up the prices on people who were struggling. You know, again, they don't do these things. Not Exxon, not Pfizer, not Moderna. None of those people do these things without the blessing of our elected officials. And our government makes it possible. This is all I'm trying to get the American people to understand. While we are doing whatever it is we do, our elected officials then make it possible for these corporations to stick us up. Both Democrats and Republicans make it possible for them to take advantage when people are dying and they have no conscience at all. It's all about money for them. Guys, either one of you.
Earl, I'll tell you another thing. You're the only place that you're going to hear this type of information on. So more people need to be woken up. The real word, but woke, need to be woken up on this thing. And they need to hear people like yourself and people maybe like Dave in his personal life and me in my personal life to really, really make people see this, because they get all caught up in social issues or different things to try to take us off track. So, Dave, I appreciate the conversation this morning. And I hope that you and I can both get out there and really, you know, start talking about the real issues rather than
Thank both of you. I got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with the Civic Media network of radio stations.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Enjoy a valued career. Take your maintenance experience to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo has rare openings and invites you to its job fair Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 p.m. at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Information at PepsiCoJobs.com.
Here's your updated forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at 11 p.m. tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a chance of flurries. Daytime highs approaching 20. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 7 below. 5 above tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 18.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Jumping little record, I want my jockey to play.
Hey, Fred, my guy just...
Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I really just over and over and over am in disbelief what happens in our nation and why people... why the American people are asleep and why we're, you know, so gullible and always being able to be taken advantage of, because we just don't seem to understand that they've divided us down these lines of Republican conservative, Republican Democrat. And we can't seem to get out of that box, okay? We can't seem to get out of that box. And so they're able to take advantage of us and divide and conquer. And so we continue to struggle to be taken advantage of, and we act as if we can't, you know, we're powerless. We are not powerless. We just need to be awakened. And speaking of being awakened, my guest who's on the line, good friend, attorney Fred Gordon from sunny Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, good morning, brother. How you doing?
I'm well, brother. Unfortunately, it's not sunny this morning. It's rainy and cloudy and kind of drab. But
well, I bet
good
you.
To be with
I bet you. I bet you it's not 8 degrees.
No. That's a fond memory. No, it's not even a fond memory. It's a memory nonetheless.
So I asked Fred Gordon, who's a good friend, former Milwaukeean, who was an alderman and an attorney, who, you know, lived in the city of Milwaukee at the time of the civil rights struggle, as well as I did, and it's Black History Month. So I wanted Fred to talk a little bit about what transpired in the city of Milwaukee between 1967 and 1968. It was a tumultuous time, to say the least, as it was all over the nation. Fred, if you'll be so kind, man, as to kind of give a synopsis of what took place when you and I were young men.
Oh, absolutely. I think that we need to start earlier than 1967, though, Earl, because, you know, you and I were, you know, high school students during the mid to late 60s.
Right.
And for me, the true awakening of the civil rights era in the city of Milwaukee actually started around that time. As you know, the Honorable Phil Phillips, who was the first African-American alderperson on the City of Milwaukee Common Council, and also the first African-American woman to serve, was very much involved in trying to pass legislation to open up the housing issues in the city at that time. As you know, Milwaukee was at that time, and, you know, there still could be an argument made that it's one of the most segregated cities in the country.
Right.
And at that time, there was movement by the NAACP and
federal government.
Other interested parties in the federal government to establish fair housing laws to break the segregation hold that was involved at that time. So, you know, Bell Phillips deserves, you know, her credit and a lot of credit for being in the forefront of that. But there are also other people that were involved. One of them was a mentor of mine, Lloyd Barbee, who was an attorney and a state legislator during that period. And for me, activism started with the school boycotts and the freedom schools that were established in 1966. And as a result, it was an awakening of the African-American community at that time, you know, to deal with, you know, the rigid structures that segregation had established in the city.
So, Fred, why were there boycotts in the schools?
Well, Lloyd Barbee and, you know, other interested parties started an organization called MUSIC, Milwaukee United Schools for Integration. And the education system in Milwaukee was also very segregated. You know, I went to North Division High School, and at that time, the majority of African-American kids were funneled, you know, into North Division High School and other schools on the north side. So Lloyd Barbee and other people decided that the only way to address this issue was to boycott or walk out of the public school system and to set up what they called the freedom schools, which were starting to populate the city, not the city, but the country, particularly in the southern states. Because in my estimation, this was a very vibrant time to get involved. And as Martin Luther King Jr. and other African-American leaders were about at that time, was direct action. You had to do something, you know, to bring attention, you know, to these ills. And we had the boycott of the schools. And one of the schools was my family's church, St. Matthew. So we walked out of the schools and started our own schools and essentially called, you know, past the school board and the school superintendent, you know, for not doing their best efforts to make educational opportunities affordable for African-American children.
So, Fred, I need you. You've been around the radio a while. You hear the music. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Attorney Fred Gordon, former alderman and good friend, former Milwaukeean, is here to talk about what transpired in the city of Milwaukee during these difficult times. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.